You are listening to The Property Show on Dubai Eye 103.8. And we have been talking all things to do with property, real estate, and also how much
upon us.
Mike has informed us that he has some tickets available at the World Cup, and they're a little expensive.
They're a little expensive, yeah. It's not tickets for the World Cup.
I was looking for an invitation from Mike.
Yeah. You had enough of those in the past. Goodness me. I haven't been to any lawyer balls yet.
No, Ludmilla. We need to keep those tickets. It's a two-way flow. But the World Cup is... The Dubai World Cup is coming up this Saturday, and I will be broadcasting there from 12 till 2, so I'm very, very excited about that experience.
I hope you have your hat.
Well, that's the thing. I'm actually reaching out now, trying to find some local milliners. And you know,
Bergerman's the place to normally go.
Well,
for.
Yes, yeah. I think Bergerman is the place. They have got a historic, I think they've got a display
they
or
have,
an exhibition
yeah, it's a very
at the
good
moment.
Milliner, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so we might have to touch base with them to see if they can help a girl out. Anyway, we need to continue on with our property discussion. Ludmilla, we've got a couple of text messages in. Can you give us any update on White Bay development in Umm Al Quwain project, liquidation of assets? That's from Sid, I believe.
Right. Mm-hmm. We actually followed up with the liquidators just about maybe month and a half ago, and have even visited them in Umm Al Quwain. In short, there isn't any really positive update. The matter has seemed to come to a sort of a stalemate situation between the various banks involved, the developer, the liquidators, and the courts, and even the central bank had issued some sort of regulations to the local banks about releasing the funds into the custody of them of the liquidators, which, and you know, that decision went completely ignored. So there's basically sort of seems like kind of stalemate and disputes on all fronts, and unfortunately the liquidators seem to have sort of hit a bit of a brick wall. So in short, there isn't any positive update. I mean, what I just said is an update, but it's not a positive one. So if I were to speculate, it's going to take some time before we hear anything else.
Okay, we also got a text message in from Mina saying, thanks for all the information. Can you please explain about the Shoreline Apartments maintenance fees, which is so high, and the doors to the swimming are closed to landlords and tenants? What's RERA's decision regarding this matter? Is that right, that the doors are still locked?
We appreciate exactly these sort of comments, and we encourage more of this sort of feedback, because what we hear in the media and what happens in reality, there seem to often be a significant disconnect, because what we've seen in the last several weeks published in the media is that the Shoreline issue has been resolved, and that that's a thing of the past. From judging from this listener's text message, it seems very far from true. The situation is that RERA says the issue has been resolved, but as your personal experience indicates, it has not been resolved. All that has been done so far is just a few sort of press releases, and maybe some associations have been registered with RERA, but it seems that Nikhil, the developer that is, continues to control and monitor the development, including curtailing access rights to landlords and tenants to the facility. And also I think 2 weeks ago we covered a few other updates on Shoreline, such as that Nikhil now charges owners for the use of the beach chairs.
And towels,
I think it's 30 or 50 dirhams, and that also they only give X number of passes for people to walk per apartment to walk on the beach, and therefore, for those families, for example, who have nannies, those nannies do not have the pass to walk their children on the beach. I mean, we've heard those kind of reports, but so that's where we are. I mean, what's RERA doing about it? We're not sure. If you judge by what's in the press, I mean, RERA believes the issues do have been sorted. Mm-hmm. So unfortunately it's really just a matter for the associations, for the Shoreline associations and RERA and the developer to discuss the next steps. But unfortunately, as we said earlier, this new declaration that RERA is requiring associations to sign is may potentially limit our access to that information even further.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, Habib has sent in a text message saying, hi, all work done by association management is voluntary except for utilities. Any other expenses shared and as and when they occur? So I guess he's saying that association management is a voluntary scenario. Is that right? Ludmilla?
Association match.
Voluntary. But the utilities, I understand, you know, you've got to pay for those utilities.
I mean, I guess basically. In short, so I guess that would be accurate. Because what this message refers to is that out of the service fees, you know, the portion that goes to the utilities, I mean, you know, those utilities, you basically have no choice. You have to pay for them because if you don't pay, they will be disconnected. Whereas association management, you know, they also get a fee, but obviously if you don't pay their fee, they just stop managing your property. And then, you know, presumably you can argue that some of the owners can come together and manage the properties themselves, but obviously nobody's going to really do it for free. So in theory, I mean, yeah, that's accurate. But, you know, I think most owners recognize that they need association management companies to basically help them manage the properties. Okay.
So we're moving on now. We shall take a look at Dubai Sports City says it will hand over at least 6 towers in 2012. So for this year, it looks like some projects are going to get handed over.
Yes, there have been a few updates, especially the general projects. You know, one is in Dubai, so Dubai Sports City, there'll be 6 towers. The other one, Al Quwain, said they will build new residential city. And then there's also an update in Jumeirah Lakes Towers. 6 more towers will be completed in Jumeirah Lakes Towers this year. So, you know, it seems that construction is on the way, and you know, I think at least... you know, from one perspective, it means that the developers either have received new funds, or they have basically sorted their finances and are able to complete the projects that have been a bit on.
That is going to have an effect on obviously the demand supply balance, because what we've got to come back to at the end of the day is the demand supply here, and there is. At the moment, there's a little bit of a cull going on within the investment banking and banking industries, and I think we're going to see quite a few jobs lost. And those jobs are quite sort of medium to high earners. So there's going to be a bit of a cull there, I think, because clearly we're overbanked in this region. It's not just a UAE thing, it's a regional thing. And there's a lot of bankers, I think, are going to lose their jobs, especially as the banking crisis is still, you know, I keep reading articles saying it's over, and I'm sorry. It's only in phase 2 of 9, probably. There's an awful lot to go yet, and there's an awful lot of banks that have got to reduce their staff, because they've just got to reduce their costs, because they're not going to make as much money as they used to make. So that's going to feature, and as Lamilla says there, you know, we're going to see some of these projects now finished. We're going to see more delivery of more supply of finished properties to people who are either renting somewhere else at the moment, so they move on, or people are actually coming in and buy these or rent them.
Because what's kind of the general kind of flow of expats, do you think, Mike, within the UAE? You know, is it a 2-year, is it a 3-year rotation?
I think it just depends on the economy, because obviously in construction there was this massive sort of, you know, this massive wave of people coming in, and then of course they all went out again as we lost the demand and the credit crunch struck. Banking the same. There's been an awful lot of bankers come into Dubai, and I think there's an awful lot going to move out now. Because there are a lot of banks here, and you know, in any economy, you don't need that many banks. Fortunately, in my view, but equally, you don't want to give them too much power. So you need competition, but you don't want too many banks, because otherwise they're all weak, and therefore you don't get a solid banking system. Mm-hmm. And that's what the West is suffering from at the moment, as we know. So I think there's going to be less. I think there's going to be sort of less consumers and more supply soon. But that doesn't mean you see property prices fall, because there's still demand from investors. There's still demand from other regional players who want to come in and make Dubai a safe investment and come in and buy property, which is why I look at the yields quite in.
Right, it's actually quite sort of the same. There's an article that came out of Bloomberg last week that parallels a lot of what Mike just said. You know, in terms of pricing going up in some areas. But what this article refers to is actually called the Dubai Villa Sales Surges Bank Lending Gains. Mortgages,
yeah.
And so it's kind of, I'm not sure if you've seen
I did see the article, and I thought, oh, here we go again. Lovely, lovely surge word, you know, up 5% or something. Surging, you know, it's
right,
great,
but apparently,
isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, apparently mortgage lending in Dubai this year has jumped 59% to 5.95 billion dirhams from last year.
And again, what they won't do, and this is the trouble with statistics, and it's why they're so distorting and so misleading, is they won't then say, all right, well, let's compare that to 09, 08, 07 as well, because, you know, you could find that 70% down on one of those years only because last year was such a bad year. So taking 1 year in isolation and saying, let's compare it to last year, it doesn't mean anything. And also, we've always had this problem in the past, haven't we, Ludmilla, about how the statistics are released and how they're bunched up and then released, which we can't, again, the transparency isn't there, like it would be with, say, I don't know, the UK Land Department or the Land Registry, to know whether these sales are going through as they're recorded or they're being bunched up and then released in one quarter. And we just can't tell that because we don't know.
I mean, that's exactly right, because there is really no sort of statistical database here.
No, and I'm not saying it's wrong or right. I'm just saying we don't know. And so, therefore, to come up with a quote like that, and I think, again, Bloomberg, they should know better because they should report more thoroughly than that. And I think you need to compare it back to 2, 3, 4 years ago, and you need to see where the trend is. Because, again, we've had some very, you know, we've had some incredible shifts in these years, and we need to know where the trend is rather than just comparing it with one dead year or one good year.
Right. Also, there's another quote that says, home sales increased 67% by value in the fourth quarter from a year earlier to 2.85 million.
And I think if you follow on, doesn't it say that they're mainly the upper end, aren't they? Because if you look at it, the actual number of units is quite, is very low rise, but the number, the amount of value is high. So in other words, it's very high-end units that are selling, which backs up this idea that other GCC nationals are coming into Dubai and planting their money here as a safe haven.
Right. According to the articles, it's the villas that are selling.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's really for end users.
And I seem to remember that article, and I seem to remember that if you look at the statistics on the value versus the number, you find that it's very high-end villas that are selling.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to The Property Show on Dubai 103.8.